Okay, today's daf is Chala daf Chavtes, and we are on Chavtes Amid Aleph. We tried to give a different shot to the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva, but just one, again, usually start off with one ha'ara from the day before, from yesterday, that the Gemara said, without answering, the Gemara said, not only is this a stira in the Amoraim, it's a stira in the Tanoim. Right? Not only a stira in what Rabbi Rabba said, but a stira between the Mishnah in Tvil Yom and our Mishnah in terms of what is the status of Tevel, Atovel Atruma or Tevel Atovel Lechala. So the Gemara makes a distinction between Amoraim and Tanoim. It's another level. It's not just saying, oh, this is a Machlokas Amoraim, this is a stira in the Amoraim, and this is another stira with another Amora. The fact that it's a Mishnayis is already a different quality, because we know Tanoim and Amoraim have different status even in Shas. And there's much evidence on both sides of the issue, but for sure there is evidence that the Ksivas HaMishnah was of a certain league of what we might call Ba'al HaMesorah. And that is why the Pashup Shat of Shas is that Amoraim are not allowed to argue on Tanoim, because Tanoim are from a certain league of Ba'al HaMesorah, and you can't argue. There is a Kesef Mishnah. The question is, what does the Kesef Mishnah mean? The Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim in the second parak, says that a later Bezdin could argue and contradict an earlier Bezdin. Bezdin shagadol shadarshu b'achas ben amidos, kifi ma shenira b'neim shadin kach, v'danu din. Any Bezdin that darshins from one of the yigum amidos and explains a din, v'amad acharein Bezdin acher. And a later Bezdin comes, v'nira lo tam acher listar oso, and wants to contradict the earlier Bezdin, hariz esoser, and they could argue. V'don kifi ma shenir v'einav, shenemar la shofet asher yiyah b'yam mahem. A later Bezdin is allowed to contradict an earlier Bezdin. And the Kesef Mishnah says, if that's true, then why can't Amoraim argue on Tanoim? Right, if a later Bezdin could always argue on earlier Bezdin, so why does every page in Shas ask, how could he say that? He could say it. It's a later Bezdin. V'im tomar, im kein amaylo pligi amoroi atanoi. To b'chol duchta makshinon li amora mi masnisa no mi braisa. V'tzarech lomar, anadam riki haitana. V'im lo yomar kein kashale. Ukfi divrei rabbeinu harishus nesuno lahem lachlok al divrei tanoim. Right, the Amoraim could argue on the Tanoim. Why does the Gemara assume not that way? So the Kesef Mishnah says something, and the question is, what does he mean? V'yefshar lomar, shemiyom chasimas ha-mishnah, kimu v'kiblu, shebedoros ha-achronim, lo yachloku al harishonim. They accepted, the later generations accepted, that they, lo yachloku. What does lo yachloku mean? So that's a machlokas between Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says lo yachloku means that they basically couldn't, because they know that the emes, what was the Kabbalah? The Kabbalah was that the Tanaim are always going to be right. And therefore, the Kabbalah was that you can't argue, because if you argue, you're going to be wrong. That's what it means. Lo yachloku, they basically can't. And Reb Chaim, Reb Elchanan Wasserman, close Reb Chaim in the Kofet Shiurim, Baba Basar, Os Tafresh Lama Gimel. No, it means that they wouldn't. Not that they couldn't. Meaning, if there's a Tana out there, then they wouldn't argue. But if they push cups to shove and they want to, then they can. And that's why sometimes you'll find an Amora that basically says about a Tanaitic source, Ein Mishnah. It's not authoritative. Right? It's not authoritative. B'makam shecholik lahedya, says Reb Chaim, efshar lios halacha kamoso. V'chein nira muchach kein, says Reb Elchanan, mimasha nimsa b'gemara, b'kam makomo, shamram aram al mishnah zu ena mishnah. It's not authoritative. But again, I think the more accepted opinion is like the Chazon Ish, that the Amoraim cannot argue on the Tanoim. And there's evidence that the Stimas of Talmud was a stage of the halachic mesorah. Maybe just one source. The Gemara. Gemara Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah says that the world is supposed to be 6,000 years long. 6,000 years long. Sheishes alafim dar shana havi alma. Shnei alafim tohu, shnei alafim torah, shnei alafim yemos hamashiach. 2,000 years of tohu vavohu, 2,000 years of torah, 2,000 years of yemos hamashiach. What happened at the year 2000? So Rashi and other mefarshim say, well, the year 2000 is in the lifetime of Avram Avinu. And he was, according to many, he was born in 1948 on the Hebrew calendar. He was 52 years old at the year 2000. That's when the world of Torah started. Right, that's when monotheism started at 52. What about the year 4000? What does it mean, Yimos HaMashiach? So Rashi says it's Lav Dafka that Torah ended, Torah continued. It's just that now is also Mashiach is able to come. Va'aydi, says Rashi in Sanhedrin, Va'aydi to Amar Shnei Alafim Tohu, Ka'amar Shnei Alafim Torah, V'lo Shetichal Torah Achar Shnei Alafim. Right, but it doesn't mean that Torah stopped after the 2,000 years. After 4,000. Then Maharsha, there in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Zayin, the Torah Tamima also says the same idea, and that is, no, maybe not. Maybe the year 4000, if you do the math, is just around the time of Ksivas HaMishnah. Just around the time that Yehuda Nasi collected and put together the Mishnah. So maybe a certain league, a certain Chefsa Shal Torah did end at that time. Right, the Chazon Ish's Lashon is that all Yesodos, all principles were already decided by the Tanoim. Everything after the Tanoim is application. We're just applying the principles from earlier. Applying principles from earlier, that's the that we're doing since the times of the Mishnah. But the Amoraim are not allowed to argue on the Tanoim. Right? That's the Chazon Ish. And that is what, there's other evidence also, but when the Gemara said on yesterday's daf that, you know, hey, it's not only a machlokas, a stira within the Amoraim, it's a stira within the Tanoim, that's already another level. Another level, that's why the Gemara brings it up. Okay, so now we're in the middle of a, we just wanted to read the Tosefta to just explain the question a little more that we had at the end of this year. So Gemara said, who is the Mishnah like? The Mishnah that says that the key moment, right, the key moment is if it gets Tame before or after Gilgal, and if it's before Gilgal, so then, yeah, instead of a Tumah, you can do a Petumah. You do a Petumah, why don't you just do tiny little doughs? So it must be like Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shesha says Rabbi Akiva. It's like Rabbi Akiva that we had back on Daf Chaf Aleph that says better to do Hafrashas Chala Betumah than to do small pieces without getting tummy. So our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Zeira says, no, maybe our Mishnah doesn't mean that. Maybe when our Mishnah says do a Betumah, it means because you have to do a Betumah, better to do it in small pieces. So that's what the suggestion on the second to last line, Chav Chesma Beis, Yaseh Kavim Besveikon. So maybe that's what it means. So Reb Chiya Bar Bon says, no, Vahatani, it says in the Tosefta, Af B'Shar Aminim came. So that's not an exact quote from the Tosefta. The Tosefta, right here, the Tosefta in Chala, the back of the Gemara, the Tosefta in Chala quotes the language like our Mishnah, quotes in Tosefta, Aleph Yud Aleph, Nolad Le'isa Safik Tumah, Achlo Gilgala Te'asa B'Tumah, Visha Gilgala Te'asa B'Tara. Fine. And then it says, interesting, the brisa that we quoted on yesterday's daf, v'chalasa tluya be'ezah savigamru b'davar ha-savig l'chala, fine. But then it says, v'chein, peros shenolad lohem savig tumah. Fruit. Also fruit. It depends, achlo nigmar malachta on yasu b'tumah. If the fruit became tameh before gemar malacha, then you do a b'tumah. B'shigmar malachta on yasu b'tara. Right, the same lashon. But it says fruit there. So fruit, you can't give the pshat of, oh, do it in small pieces. Because whatever size you have, you have to give truma, you have to give challah, maizros from. So that's why the Gemara says, you can't give that pshat of the Tosefta, so it must be that that's not the pshat of the Mishnah either, and therefore we end up saying the Mishnah is like Shitas Rabbi Akiva, period. Okay, Chav Tasman Aleph on top line. Rav Zvida Amar, Ano Be'isei. Rav Zvida said, I once asked the following question, and I got the following answer. Rav Yosi B'Shem Rabbi Hila. And that is, meaning, if it became tummy before Gilgal, right? So there's no problem with making a tummy, right? It's tevel, that's, you didn't reach the chi of chala yet. There's no problem with that. So says the Gemara, yeah. Bidinu shiatami adam tivlo dvar Torah. Technically, there is no problem with making your food tummy, right? Food, you have tevel. Or it's not really tevel. It's even before it becomes tevel. Meaning before, Rav Chaim Kadievsky points out, before Gemar Malacha, when something grows, I have it in the field, I can make a tummy. Midar Raisa. Right, Dichsiv, Ani Hinani Asati Lacha Es Mishmeres Trumosai, Truma Tzricha Shimur, Eina Tevel Tzarech Shimur. You have to guard Truma. You don't have to guard Tevel. Truma has a special din of Shimur. Ma'ani Mekayim V'Nasatem Mimenu Es Trumas Hashem La'aron HaKohen. Aye, so what do I learn from the Pasuk of, you shall give the Kohen from Trumas Hashem for Aaron? Asay, meaning step one was that you should be able to make a tame, no problem. But step two is that we have the following drasha. Unasati b'menu shumas Hashem, give from the shumas Hashem to Aaron HaKohen. And the Gemara is darshaning, we know he's a Kohen. Why do you have to emphasize that he's a HaKohen if we already know that? Asay sheyinasin lo la'aron HaKohen b'kuhunaso. Do act in a way that you could give it to the Aaron HaKohen when he's in his full glory. Bikunaso, which basically means when he is tahar. Give him something that they can eat when he's tahar. And therefore, that teaches us that even when it's tevel, one should try to keep it tahar. But v'kan, but in our Mishnah, what's our Mishnah? If it already became safek tameh, early on, before Gilgal, so then there's no reason, because it's already Safik Tameh. So he's not losing anything. Right? So that's why there's no problem making it Tameh. V'kan, in our Mishnah, where there's already Safik Tumah, hol v'einat yachol litzno l'koin b'kunaso, you can't give it to him in his glory, in his tar state, rashoi at l'tamoso. So that's why you can be metameh, because you're not causing the Kohen any type of loss. Interesting, there's no problem with making things Tameh. It is, this is discussed in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Rashi seems to have a line like that, and Tosfos says, Avodah Zarah Nun Vav Amad Aleph. The Gemara says there, Mutter Ligram Tumah Lechulin Shev Eretz Yisrael. There's a line like that. And Tosfos quotes our Mishnah. Our Mishnah sounds like, right, once it's Alma, Amrina, the Kodem Gilgol, Shalo Chala Aleh, Adayin, Chiyav Chala, Amrina, the Tiyasa Betumah. Right? Are you allowed to be goreim, not goreim? So our Mishnah sounds like there's no problem. If it's early on, there's no problem with being goreim, going truma. So Tosfos discusses that there. But there could be an issue of bal tashchis, somewhat. Right? You're limiting the potential hana'ah that one might be able to get from this. And if it's, again, if it's already suffik tamei, so then one might even say if it's suffik tamei, you're, the Gemara doesn't say this, but maybe you're making it even a little better. If something is Safik Tameh, then what can a Kohen do with it? He can't eat it, but he can't burn it. Can't do either, because he's stuck. Maybe it's Tahar, so he can't burn it. Maybe it's Tameh, therefore he can't eat it. If it's Vadei Tameh, so then he's allowed to burn it and get Hanav, right? Hanav Kilui. So in a sense, you know, not only the Gemara says here, he's not losing anything, but, you know, you might even be gaining something in a certain sense. But, you know, just making something Tameh, besides the idea of Shmira, once it becomes Truma, but even when it's Tevel, you might say that making something Tameh is kind of within the world of Bal Tashchis, right? A destructive type of behavior. Kind of depends also what Bal Tashchis is about, right? Bal Tashchis, the Achronim, really, based on the Rishonim, really. It's, you know, is Bal Tashchis focused more on the result? Meaning you destroyed something. You can no longer benefit from it. Hashem gives you things to benefit from, and if you destroy it, that's a kfira of the goodness that Hashem gives you. Right? That's one whole focus. Or do you say that, no, Bal Tashchis is more about me? When I, and this is a classic Sefer HaChinuch, when I am involved in destructive behavior, that makes me a destructive person, and it influences me. If I spend my day smashing things, and breaking, and ripping, that's going to affect my religious personality. So if you say that, maybe that could also apply if being metame things, right? That's something that, if that's the message of Bal Tashchis, right? Again, hana-wise, also, again, a Yisrael could, or a Kohen could get certain type of hana from it, but the chinuch's focus in this mitzvah is about the person himself. Right, Dovar Ashchasa, we shouldn't be involved in destructive activities. Okay, but Bal Tashchis is not really fully connected to making something Tamei. I just thought I'd mention that. Okay, Halacha Gimel, next Mishnah. Hikdisha, again, this parak is all about the Gilgal moment. That's the key. Remember, the first Mishnah was about you could eat Arai until Gilgal. The second Mishnah we just had was about what if it becomes Tamei possibly before or after. Now, what if you're Makdish it at a certain time in the process? Hikdishi sa'asa shalo gilgala upidiyasa. I makdish my flour, and then I redeem my flour back, and then I'm a galgal the dough chayevis. Then fine, nothing. Gilgal, the kneading of the dough, is the key moment. So if I'm makdish and poda it back beforehand, so then chayev, right? There's nothing, there's no reason to be pater, because at the time of Gilgal, it was mine. Misha gilgal upidasa chayevis. What happens if you did Gilgal, and then you have a dough, and then you're makdish it, and then you buy it back? Again, chayeves. Because at the time of Gilgal, at the time of the kneading of the dough, so it was mine, chayeves. The only question is going to be, the only patur is going to be the following. Hikdishasa ad shalo Gilgala. If someone is makdish it before Gilgal, before it becomes a dough, the Gilgala ha-gizbar, and then the gizbar is megalgal, and makes it into a dough, v'yacharkach patayasa, and then it's redeemed patura. So that moment, at the key moment, it belonged to Hekdish. Shebishas chovasa haisa petura. At the moment of Chiyev, it was pater. The moment of Gilgal. And therefore, Anari pater. Marafolda, de Gilgal Hekdish poter. The Gilgal of Hekdish is poter. Dichsiv, ariso sechem, below arisas Hekdish. Right? Your does are chayiv and not the does of Hektish. Those of Hektish are not chayiv and chala. And therefore, only that's the ptur. So again, if the key moment is the Gilgal. So Kiyotsebo, similarly, we have this same Mishnah. This same Mishnah, Gemara is going to ask this. This same Mishnah appears in Maseches Peah, the second half of this Mishnah. Kiyotsebo, similarly. Hamakdish Perosev Ashlobolon as Amaisrus. If somebody is makdish their fruit before they grow, that means you're makdish mechubar, right? Before it grows. If you're makdish before it grows to onus amaisrus, which let's say it means a third. Upidon, and then you're poed to them, and now it belongs to you before. Everything before onus amaisrus chayavin. So then you're chayav, because at the moment that it became semi-ripe, a third, so that was, it belonged to you. Hikdisha, not shalo gamru, nigru, gamar and gizbar. I'm sorry, did I skip? Mishabol onas amaisris upadon chayavin. Same thing. If after it reached onas amaisris, there's already a chayav. Amakdus and apodid back again chayav. Because the key moment onas amaisris was all mine. Hikdishan achalo nigru gamran agizbar, but in the case, the middle case, where I makdish it before it reached gamar malacha, before it reached a third, and then the gizbar did it, it belonged to the gizbar when it had gamar malacha, the acharkach pedayin, and then apodid peturin. Same thing as we said, and the Marafolda again quotes the drasha, dechsiv, degancha, velo digun hektish. Your grain that's gathered, and not the digun of hektish. Hektish, as we know, it comes up often, and there's a lot to say about hakdasha. There is a maharit, which all the achronim argue on and don't fully understand. Maharit is an early achron, I think 1600s. The maharit says you cannot be makdish al yedei shliach. You can't tell somebody, be makdish this for me. Why not? You could tell somebody to get married for me. You could tell somebody to buy something for me. Why can't you tell somebody to be makdish for you? Because he says, Mili lo mimsri l'shliach, right, which is a sugi in Maseches Gittin, elsewhere. Mili, what does that mean? Usually what it means is that shliach A cannot appoint shliach B unless he gives him something tangible. Right, there's a big discussion that we've shown him to formulate exactly what the problem is, but let's take that as a simple definition. Meaning if I give you something to, you're my shliach, so if the shliach could give something to a second shliach, then he could appoint shliach as a shliach. But that's mili, words, lo mimsri l'shliach, cannot be given over from shliach A to shliach B. But from me, from the mishaleach to shliach A, that's not mili. So all the achronim wonder what the Maharit is talking about. They quote, the Machan Ephraim discusses this. He says, well, maybe it's like the Ran. The Ran quotes a day that you can't be mevatel chametz al yedei shliach. We don't pass him like that, Ran. Could you go bitta on that? It's very halakha l'maisa, right? If I'm not going to be available, I'll tell somebody else to be mevatel the chametz for me. So the Machan Ephraim, a contemporary of early Achron, he quotes this Marit and says, he quotes this Aran, he says, I don't understand. I don't understand why you wouldn't be able to do it. So Veneri says, the issue of Mili doesn't apply for Mishaleach to Shliach A, only for Shliach A to Shliach B. So there's something about Hakdasha that the Marit is saying that is not transferable. It's not transferable, it's very personal for my stuff. Why would you have to do that? That's a good kasha, but that's, be aware of that Maharit. The other issue that also comes up is what about being chozer bo toka de dibor? The Rambam says that you cannot be chozer by hektish toka de dibor. I give something to the base of Mikdash, I can't be chozer bo. Even though you can be chozer bo from a sale, you can be chozer bo from most transactions, the Rambam says you can't be chozer bo toka de dibor. And that again is a question where the Rambam gets that from. Some suggest that it's included in, this goes on the list of Kiddushin and Hektish. We've discussed that in the past, parallels between Kiddushin and Hektish, right? The Gemara Kiddushin da Beis, Asra Kuli Amaka Hektish. But one of the examples might be Toka de Dibur. Because the Gemara says in Nedarim Pei Zayin that there are four exceptions to the rule where you cannot be Choser Bo Toka de Dibur. Megadef, cursing God. You can't curse God and then say, just joking. Oved Avodah Zara. Mekadesh Umegaresh. Kiddushin and Gerushin. You can't say, Haram, Kudas, Libid, Razuk, Lash, Rosh, Yisrael. Oh, no, I take it back. Can't do that. Right? Those four. It's done is done. Why? Why are these four different? Why are these four different? So the Ran, Nadar and Peizayin explains, because people don't joke around by these four. They're serious. The Gemara says people don't mess around by Kedushin and Gerushin. People don't mess around. Megadef. You don't mess around by Megadef. The Bashar Bili Dilo Chamiri Kuleha, Ikshadam Osa Osam, what other things which are more chamor, people lo bigmar die to Osel, die to Shiachalachservo talk to Dibur. People know in their mind they might be able to be Choservo. Avalhani, but these contexts, Kivan the Chamiri Kulehai, Ein Adam Osa Osam Elabas Kama Gumura. And therefore you can't be Choservo talk to Dibur. So maybe Mikadesh includes Hektish. Maybe includes Hektish. Right? And that's maybe where the Rambam gets it from, but that's again a big sugya in Hekdesh Tokeh Dedibur. Again, we discussed often the chiluk between two types of Hekdesh, Kedushas Mizbeach and Kedushas Bedek Habayis, where they're kind of opposite, right? Kedushas Bedek Habayis, I am makne it to the base of Migdash, Dini Mamanis, and Mamela the Hekdesh comes, the Hekdesh is Chal, while by Kedushas Mizbeach is the opposite. I'm makdish it, I imbue it with Kedusha, and maybe even the Dini Mamanis doesn't even change. Again, that's two ways of being makdish. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, V'lama tani nita train zimnin. Why is the second half of this Mishnah in two places? Right, we have it right here, the Mishnah in Chala, the second half, about the Hakdasha by Onas HaMaisris. But it's also in Peah. In Peah it appears, and it says, if you were makdishit before Onas HaMaisris, then it belongs, but I guess then you're pater from Lekat Shukha in Peah. Right, the Manas Aniyim goes by that moment. So why is that Mishnah? Why is the second half of this Mishnah listed here and listed there? Rav Chuna, Rav Chia, Rav Shua ben Levi, B'shem Rav Pedaya, Achas Lemiruach, V'achas L'shlish. To teach me, really, there are two important moments. By Challah, there's only one important moment. I have the flour, I have the water. When I need it, that's the Gemar Malacha. That's the important moment. But as we learned back in the earlier Masechtas, by Tevua that grows, there's two important moments. There's the first moment of Havashlish, when something grows up until, when something is a shlish, so up until that point, it hasn't reached Anas HaMaisris at all, and there's no chiv of anything yet at that point. Once it reaches Anas HaMaisris, once it reaches that earlier point, now there's a chiv of Lechet Shekha Vepeya, right? But then there's a later stage of Meruach, right? When you, after it's totally ripe and you put it into a pile, and up until Meruach, you're allowed to snack on it. And only after Meiruach, you can't snack on it anymore. You can't even have Achilas Arai. You can never have Achilas Keva. So the Gemara says, why the two Mishnayos? To teach me that if at either time it belongs to Hekdesh, Pater. At either time it's owned by Hekdesh, Pater. Right? You're only, the bailus of a head yot is needed by both. Both by the Havash Lish and by the Meiruach. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Rabbi Ba, V'Chavraya, Rabbi Ba, and his colleagues. Chavraya Amrin, Achaz Lemiruach, V'Achaz L'Shlish. Rabbi Ba Mefaresh, which is which? Which Mishnah is teaching me the importance of stage one, Havash Lish? Which Mishnah is teaching me the importance of stage two, Meiruach? So Rabbi Ba Mefaresh, L'Chala LeMeiruach, Upeh L'Shlish. It makes sense that the one here is for Meiruach, because Chala is a later stage. Right, it's when you need it. So that's why it makes sense. That's parallel to the Meiruach, which is a later stage. Upeya l'shlish, but by Peya, what's the important moment in time for Lekat Shukha and Peya? Is by the earlier stage when it grows. So too, maybe that's why it says that there too. Right, and that's where Chaim Kanievsky explains here. L'ashmi'inan de Meiruach hektish poter. Dala el minei shaninu. Earlier there, Gilgal hektish poter b'chala. The Gilgal be'isa l'chala. Kemeruach begorin lemeiser. Right, Gilgal by a dough is like meruach by a gorin. To bishneiam zui gemar malachton. They're both parallel. That's the end. But over there, the Mishnah and Peah is both by the earlier stages, and therefore that's why it's parallel. That one in the Mishnah and Peah is about havashlish, and this one is about meruach. Good. Umasnisa de Rebbe Akiva, and the Mishnah in Peah, the Mishnah in Peah that says havashlish is the key. And if it belongs to Hekdesh by Avash Shlish, your putter, that's like Rabbi Akiva that we had way back, but we're going to repeat it. Umasiz Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva Amar, Acharav Shlish Harishon at Mahalech. Rabbi Akiva held, if something belongs to Hekdesh by Avash Shlish, and then you buy it, then you redeem it, so then, if not only putter at that moment, but anything that grows afterwards is also putter. And this, the Mishnah Peah says pater, so it sounds like, oh, de is palgun, sada shevi shlish lefnei goy, right? Because there's a machlokas. What if a sea field was owned by a guy? Havashlish happened in the hands of a guy. The lacha Yisrael, then a Jew buys. Rabbi Kiva Omer, hatosef es pater. Rabbi Kiva says you're pater even for the stuff that grows afterwards. Because once the key moment of Avar Shlish was in the hands of a guy or a hektish, you're pater even for afterwards. And the Chachamim say, no, no. Yes, of course, what grew in the hands of a guy is pater, but whatever grows afterwards is going to be chayiv. So that Mishnah in Peah said pater. So pater sounds like totally pater. So that Mishnah must be like Rabbi Akiva, because the Mishnah doesn't allow any type of chayiv. So the Gemara says, my kadun, is this really true? Meaning, we'd rather not say the Mishnah is like a das yachid, Rabbi Akiva. We'd rather say, is there any way to say that that Mishnah in Peah, which says pater, period, is like the Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, yeah, there is a possibility. Tiftar ok Rabbi Akiva b'machlokas. Maybe it's like we were thinking. It's like only like Rabbi Akiva, because that Mishnah says you're pater even for what grows afterwards. O kedivri akol b'kotzer miyad. Or the Mishnah is like divri akol, and we're talking about a case where you harvested it right after you got it from the guy. Meaning there was nothing that grew afterwards. If there was nothing that grew afterwards, then there's no machlokas. Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan agree, pater if nothing grew afterwards. Right? Whatever belonged to the guy at the time of Havash, if it belonged to the right time of Havash Lish, that's for sure pater. If a Jew buys it right afterwards and then harvests it, then even the Rabbanan say pater because there's no Tosefis. So there is a way to understand that Mishnah as being like the Rabbanan, not only like Rabbi Akiva. Fine. Says the next Mishnah, Allah Chadalid. We spoke about Hektish. What about Geirus? What about Geirus? These are always fun cases to talk about, right? If somebody converts, they have to be tovel their kalim because it used to be owned by a guy, right? The achronim talk about that case. What about this case? Noch rishon asan liyisrael isal asos. Well, first we get the gears in the second half, but first, important halacha. Noch rishon asan liyisrael isal asoslo. If a guy owns the dough, and the Jew is working for the guy, and the Jew does the kneading, patur menachala. It goes by who owns it. It goes by who owns it. There's a patur. Even though the Jew did everything in the baking, in the dough, patur. Nostalo b'matana, but if a goy gives it to the Jew as a gift, then it depends. Achlo gilgal, if he gives it to the Jew as a gift before making it into a dough chayeves, then fine, it was the Jews at the key moment, gilgal and chayev. Umisha gilgal patura. But if it was after it was ready made into a dough, then the goy gives it to a Jew, patur. Because it was ready pater at the key moment. Ha'ose isa im hanachri. What if it's jointly owned by a Jew and a non-Jew? They both own a dough. Im ein b'shal yisrael kishir chala b'turim en achala. If the Jew doesn't have the requisite amount of chala, meaning you don't have the five revayim, then pater min achala, then pater. And what if he has? What if he has? Meaning, what if it's more than double five revayim? Then he has a chiyuv, so the Rishonim struggle, like, how you mafresh then? How you mafresh if it's half goys in this dough and half, what, do you say, brera? That whatever he takes out was from mine, and it's tricky. So the Rishonim discuss what exactly, how you would do it, but that's definitely the mamashos, the mashmos, that if it has a certain amount, enough for the Jew, for his own shear, then it would be chayiv. Next. Ger shen is gayer v'haisalo isa. A ger, a person is in the middle of baking a dough. He's been waiting for the bezdin to call him. He's been waiting for the bezdin to call him about when he can go to the mikvah. And finally, he's in the middle of baking his dough on Friday afternoon, and the bezdin says, "Come quickly right now. We have some time." See, he leaves it in the middle, and he becomes Jewish, and he comes back. So the question is there a chiyuv of challah? So Gershon is Gayer Vaisal Isa. He's in the middle of baking. Im Nasis Achelon is Gayer. If the dough was finished before he ran to convert, then Pater, because the key moment Gilgal was, and he was still a guy. Umishin is Gayer Chayiv. But once he converted, if he made the dough after he converted, then Chayiv because he was a Jew. V'im Safek Chayiv. And if he's not sure. Not sure? That's a good kasha. What's the suffix? How do you not sure about maybe it was you poured the water in, but you don't know when it became unified, and then you came back. If there's any type of suffix chayav, then he has a chiyuv of challah. Right? Suffix iser. Suffix iser. And therefore, suffix tevel. Therefore, you have to be mafresh. What do you do? You're mafresh, but then you could sell it to the Kohen, as we'll see in the Gemara. You could sell it to the Kohen because he has to prove that mitzad mamonis, that it's his. I can't eat it. Because I'm a Yisrael. But who says I have to give it to you? But there's no chomesh. Right? If a czar eats this by accident, he doesn't have to pay the chomesh, the extra payment, because it's a suffik. Again, amotzi mechavero, alav haraya. There's a lot to talk about regarding geiris, but maybe we'll start with that by the Shem next time. But let's just do the last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva, by the way, says, by all these cases, right, we've said, when's the key moment by making a dough? Gilgal, making the dough. Rabbi Akiva says, no, achar hakrima batanor. Everything goes by when it gets baked and crusted over in the oven. That's the key moment. Why? Because the pasuk says, lechem. Lechem. Right? If it says lechem, so it says lechem haaretz. Problem is, it also says arisosechem. Right? So which is the key word? Arisosechem means a dough. Lechem means bread, even after. So that's why Rabbi Kiva, in all these cases, he thinks the lechem is the key word, and therefore that's when it's chayiv. And that's when the key moment will be for Geirus and for Hakdasha and for all the other Nafkaminas. Okay, we'll stop here with the Shem. We'll continue a little bit about Geirus and continuing other issues that come up here in Challah.